Hello.
Oh, sorry, I sounded like half a minute. Is this a funny business?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, my name's Lass. I'm actually calling on behalf of American Express. How are you today?
Oh, look, I'm really great, mate.
Wow.
I haven't left home.
Excellent. Fair play. I'm good because it's almost home time for me.
Oh, is it? Oh, what, 3 o'clock? Mate.
You are moving compared to 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, they're not working you too hard. I would expect that, you know, if I had an American Express card, that the people who are employed, that, you know, I'm basically paying, would work much longer hours.
Oh, 9:30 to 5:30, that's pretty good.
It's only 3 o'clock.
It's closer to 5:30, isn't it?
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Sydney.
No, it's 3:10.
It's 3:10, that's right.
Yeah, okay, all right, well, look, if you're really excited about going, you know, 5:30 knock-off, and it's only 3:10, I think the last couple of hours are going to drag, mate.
Oh, they're going to be great. It's going to get better minute by minute.
Okay.
Basically, I'm looking at my screen here. It says that Funny Business is actually qualified for a Gold Business charge card.
Hey, that's funny. That's great.
Is this something you might go for?
Well, that's good because, I mean, we just declared bankruptcy about the day before yesterday, so that we can still get credit is really quite amazing to me. Yeah, good. I'll go for it, mate.
Do you want to hear about the card?
Oh, look, yeah, absolutely. If you think I'm qualified, no, don't tell me about it. Just send me one.
Just send you one?
Yep.
Okay, you still have to go through the application process.
Why do I have to go through an application process if I've qualified?
Basically, what happened is American Express got a company to do some research for it. This would have been about 4 or 5 months ago.
So hang on, let me see if I can guess.
Okay.
Somebody picked up the phone book and said, let's pick them and them and them.
It sounds like you've worked for one of these research companies.
No, I've just taken a guess, because that's about the only way I can imagine that I would qualify is the phone book.
Yes, that's because, I mean, you get the details I've got. I mean, you get phone numbers, fax numbers, addresses, normally everyone's name. And
okay. What address have you got there?
48
Hampton Place. Okay, keep going.
Oh, okay.
Yep, look, if I can run up even more debt before they finally catch up with me, that's even better. So go, American Express.
You're a man on a mission.
Yep.
Okay, basically it's a charge card, so it's not a credit card. You don't get any interest rate on there at all.
Oh, cool.
Your payment periods are of up to 51 interest-free days,
Well, you know, the way my business works, mate, there's no payment periods anyway, but keep going, yes.
Okay, it's got no future spending limit on the card.
Oh, well, that's even better. Spend as much as you like and never have to repay. Go.
Okay, do you travel at all for your...
Of course I do, mate. I'm always on the run.
Well, American Express is the largest travel agency in the world.
So if I decide to kind of skip the latest place where I'm living, I'd go on to the new place on my American Express credit card, could I?
Probably, if you could...
Hey, you guys know how to do business, that's all I can say, okay?
You get online account management on there? I don't know.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, you've got to be careful because they can trace those sort of calls.
Membership reward points, would you be interested in those?
Oh, of course, mate, you know, rewards me a little bit nervous, but yeah, membership rewards are okay.
Okay, well, I'm authorized to whack 5,000 points on the account, actually.
This is just keep giving it to me, American Express. Does Carl Walton still do the ads?
What else can I offer you? Supplementary cards, get more than one card.
What, so, like, if you cancel one, I can keep using the other?
No. If you cancel one, they're all cancelled.
Oh, damn. No, I just thought I'd rack up a whole big debt on one, not pay it, and then you go, no, stop using that card, and then I've got this other one, and I can just go, all right, keep using that one. So that doesn't work like that.
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
Maybe if you suggested it to them, they could do something.
Okay. Who owns American Express? That's actually an interesting question.
That is a good question. And it's a question I'm going to ask and find out the answer for.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder who owns American Express. I'd go straight to the top. I reckon, you know, these days, probably Paris Hilton owns American Express.
Yeah, I can see that. Fair play. Well, I'm guessing it's someone American.
Yeah. It has to be American.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking...
You know the Russian Express card, don't you? It's Don't Leave Home.
Can I ask what Funny Business actually does?
Yes, you can ask, but given the nature of this, that this could be... Is this call being recorded for training purposes and all that?
Yes.
It's being recorded, I really can't talk about it.
You'd have to kill me afterwards.
Not you, it's like if you could tell me and absolutely guarantee that it wasn't being recorded at your end, because it is being recorded at my end, but then I could probably tell you.
I can guarantee you, but it won't be true.
Oh, so it's not a genuine guarantee?
No.
not like a money back guarantee. Okay, so keep going then. What other questions have you got? Upsell me.
Okay, well, you also get online fraud protection guarantee, so if your details were ever to be stolen over the internet or used over the phone, you'd be credited for that amount.
Wow.
Yeah, good one.
Do I get a refund as well? So, like, I can sort of spend $1,000, you'll credit it, and then I get the refund, so I actually end up $1,000 in credit? Oh, yeah, hey, there's a good scam. There's a good scam. I could get a mate to accept a $1,000 payment, and then I could go, that was fraud, and he gives me half, and I get a refund, and the only people who lose is Paris Hilton.
Yeah, as long as they don't hear this conversation, I think
you... Yeah, okay, that's cool. No, mate, I'm open about my, you know, my business transactions.
Okay, what else can you do? You can tie your personal checking account into the business card. So if you wanted to get your money from the checking account out, you could get it out through the business account.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. All right, well, if there's any money in there, that'll be really useful. Okay, keep going.
You get a business support line, which your first call to would be free, where you can get legal advice, business support.
Oh, mate, I need that. How much is the call after that?
$40 a call.
How long do I get for my $40?
You can speak to them as long as you want.
Oh, so if I kind of rang them today and then just said, look, I've got a question, and then at the end of the thing I said, don't hang up.
Yeah.
And about 3 days I picked up and went, hello! Yeah. And it's still the same call.
Yeah.
So I could just make this first call and keep it open forever. Okay, it's great. Okay, and that's why American Express is, you know, so trusted and has such high status in the business world because of services like that. Keep going.
Okay, what else have we got? I think we're running low on stuff now.
Okay, well, no, that's pretty good, mate.
Business member events. You can get spruced up and go out with everybody else that owns a business gold card.
For free drinks?
Well, you can put them on the card.
No. If they really thought I was a good customer, they'd go, oh, look, here's a couple of free drinks. Thanks for making your support.
Let's see what it says. It gives you networking opportunities, access to major sporting events and business presentations, less formal events.
And don't say anything about free, does it?
No drinks, even. Doesn't even say drinks.
Do they have Long Bay Jail? Do they have a little networking there for all the people who have done scams on American Express stuff?
Informal networking, yeah.
Yeah, that would probably would be informal, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You wouldn't have to get spruced up for that one.
Beaten up you might get, but not spruced up. Yeah, alright.
Okay, well, my last 2 points would be you get a Business Express magazine.
Oh, yeah, you don't know how excited I am about that, mate. Actually, I went down to the newsagent earlier today and said, you have that American Express business magazine. They said, so we're right out of them because so many people have come in and got them.
I mean, do I even need to tell you the last point now I've told you about the magazine?
Well, you can, because it might be even better.
Right, well, prepare yourself. You get business savings. You get a wide range of year-round discounts, benefits for your business.
You don't have to, because anything I buy, I get at 100% discount. So, I don't have a problem with that. So I just rack up the bills and let the administrator of the company take care of it.
Sounds like a more than a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, it's hard work being a criminal these days. People don't appreciate how tough it is, you know, just whipping people off.
They keep improving the systems and...
Well, that's right. I'm glad you appreciate that. Thank you.
I totally appreciate where you're coming from. It's a hard career choice.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad to see some people are still dedicating their lives.
Oh, well, you've got to. You know, that's like anything, really. All right, so how soon do I get the card?
If you were to apply for it, in 15 to 14 days.
Okay, all right, mate, sign me up.
Are you sure about this?
What do you mean?
This is something you absolutely want to go for.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm going to pass the thing, but I suppose if I were to save American Express 50 cents for a stamp, couldn't I, and just go forget about it? And then you could just have a little chuckle with all your friends when you go to www.coldcallcomedy.com, and you're going to be on it. But you've been a lot of fun today, I have to say that.
I was funny business made to come back.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, from the depths of depravity and comedy.
Cold comedy may be the way out.
It is. I'm looking for it. I haven't figured out how to make a buck out of it yet. But hey, maybe I can put some sort of, like, if you get an American Express card through this website, I'll make lots of money type link. Do you think American Express would be interested in that?
How would that work?
I don't know. I just thought that if someone said, yeah, I saw you on coldcallcomedy.com, I want an American Express card, And then American Express say, hey, good, mate, you're going to get 0.1% every time somebody makes a purchase. And I'd be into that.
Use as an advert, even.
Yeah, an ad. I mean, we're going to have to wind this up because I think I'm running out of tape. But look, this is really good. Thank you for your time and thank you for the fodder.
Yeah, thanks for the call. See you down my day.
Bye.
Nice one.